Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we have inflation rising, we have hopefully Omicron peaking soon, and if everybody gets it, hopefully by February we'll be, you know, in the clear. We have food shortages, massive call-outs because of COVID right now. With everything going on, I'm very confused with the focus right now on food and water being brought to people standing in a voting line. And I'm very, very confused, not because this is anything right or left. I'm not trying to support a voting rights bill or criticize a voting rights bill. But as a doctor, I'm a little confused that I have not been aware that on November 8th of 2022, there's supposed to be this voter malnourishment apocalypse happening where all these people throughout the United States have to give food and water to people standing there on their phones in a voting line. I'm just very confused. The president brought it up. After the president called Vice President Kamala Harris president, he spoke about how the Republicans are making it illegal to give food and water to somebody who wants to vote. Now, again, I mean, I'm not discriminating. I am sure that voters get hungry and get thirsty. But I drove past five homeless people today, and I don't understand why there's no passion to give them food and water today. I mean, today in January. Why is there all this grassroots initiative for a November 8th nutritional extravaganza for somebody who got off work and is standing in line to vote? I mean, do voters have different medical issues than homeless people? I mean, we have people starving. We have people freezing right now. We have, like, the big freeze coming up. And we're talking about hypothermia. We're talking about how we have to protect people. And all I keep hearing on the news is how horrible it is that people can't supply food or water to somebody standing in a voting line. Now, somebody on Facebook said it's because the Republicans are making people stand in voting lines for hours. I don't know much about what the Republicans are doing, but what I do know is I'm going to Disneyland and there's going to be a long line. And I don't know if that's the fault of a Republican. I also have seen long lines with Black Friday, and people will stand in line the night before to get a Black Friday deal. I don't know if a Democrat or Republican is to blame for that. And then my next question is, if you guys are worried about a long line and needing to nourish people while they're in line to vote, what are you doing about the Black Friday shoppers that are waiting to buy a stereo? Don't they need food and water too? I mean, am I confused? You know, are we not doing our jobs as Americans approaching the line? I've been in line at Costco. I didn't even think that I would become malnourished standing in line at Costco. I mean, look at all these lines for COVID tests. There are people standing in line for hours for a COVID test. Are we supposed to be giving them food and water? I teach me. I had no idea that we were having such a malnourishment apocalypse coming up on November 8th that I, as a doctor, feel like I should have been told by public health officials that no other malnourishment issue should take center stage, because we have people standing in line to vote whose iPhones may actually run out of battery who need to eat. Now, I'm also confused. Isn't there supposed to be drinking fountains at these voting booths or voting poll areas? Or isn't there supposed to be a drinking fountain and bathrooms? And if you're telling me that in voting and polling places, there's no bathroom and drinking fountain, well, then what are we doing about the pee and the poo? Are we supposed to be bringing people a bowl to pee in? I mean, look, I like voters. I'm a voter. All right? You know, I think voter safety is an issue. But everybody's worried about the food and the water. What about them having to go pee-pee or poo-poo? And then don't we have a gluten sensitivity epidemic? What sort of food are you planning on handing a person standing there with their iPhone to nourish them? They might have a gluten sensitivity. They might be kosher or halal. They might have a peanut allergy. What exactly is the food? And by the way, where did you guys get food? I mean, there's supply shortages, and we got homeless people all over the place. If you guys have food, can you maybe just this one election forego the November 8th people standing in line and hand it to somebody right now who's freezing? I don't understand. I've been doing this all wrong. I have been driving by Black Friday shoppers in lines, and I have not stopped to empty out my car to feed them. And I'm not saying this in jest. It's if standing in line is that dangerous, then we need to talk to Disney. I mean, we need to talk to SeaWorld. I didn't realize that it was such a public health threat. The other thing, too, is I thought we were supposed to social distance. So now you're allowed to go into somebody's space and hand them something. And then I was always taught you don't take food from strangers. Mind you, I like free stuff. And I've let many a man get me a drink. But is COVID over where now you are completely comfortable taking somebody's food and water that they're handing you? I don't understand that. The other thing, too, is aren't we having high crime? Where people in New York are just coming up to random people stabbing. Do we want a situation where somebody comes up and they get glocked because they're coming up into somebody's space? So I understand that there's a lot of debate on whether we need to feed a voter, but I really think, you know, we have other people that might need to be fed, like kids. Kids don't vote, but they're hungry. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we know things have cost more. We know inflation is up. In fact, they say inflation hits 7%. I would say it's higher. I mean, we just got Disneyland tickets. Those jumped 25%. I mean, I'm seeing things 25 to 50% more expensive. Flights more expensive, gas more expensive. I think the 7% to me is an underestimation, but the Labor Department, they do their numbers. Not sure how they do their numbers, but the annual inflation hit 7% in December, expected to be higher this month. Labor shortage, supply chain chaos, sending costs higher for businesses. The businesses pass on the prices. Yep, inflation is up. It's interesting. We didn't raise our prices We have a couple hair salons, and we didn't. We had raised our prices when the minimum wage went up because all the other franchisees had done the same. And we, I get it, the bottom line and all that. And so, but we didn't do another change after COVID because we just figured it was going to, people can't afford it right now. And, we feel we're luckily in still a better shape than others. But I have to admit, all our supplies are up. Our rent is going up. Everything's going up. So, eventually you could only do so much. We spoke about me leaving, my medical practice. I still every now and then see patients online from my practice who call into the telemedicine companies I work for. And it was really an economic issue. Wasn't a medical issue. My patients were fantastic. But it was a political. It was based on Obamacare and the high deductibles and economic. Insurance wasn't paying. And they were saying, look, patients have this deductible. They owe. And when you bill a patient, the patient doesn't pay. Most of them don't. So with no money coming in, we used all our savings. We were going to take another mortgage out on the house to pay staff, and we were like, why do this anymore? Obamacare's not going away. Everybody said it's going to repeal and replace. No, the high deductibles are here to stay. So, you can only do so much. Companies go under, and people are like, oh, they closed. That's a shame. And they maybe give it less than a nanosecond of empathy. As a business owner, I even say a prayer for them. Because that has to stink. Now, could I have still lasted a few more months? Yeah. It wasn't that we were devastated. I got another job offer, and I'm like, great. I'm going to transfer my patients to another doctor. Didn't sell any charts. Didn't sell the practice. There is no reason. It just doesn't make sense. And nobody really buys you. There's so many patients. Who's going to buy your patients? And I just didn't think that was appropriate. So somebody took over the lease, took over the patients, made sure my staff all had jobs. I'm not sure how long they kept the staff, but I had them promise me that they were going to keep all my staff, and they did originally, and then I left. I'm not proud of it. Wasn't the highlight of my career, but things changed. My medical supplies were doubling. A box of gloves doubled. And I'm not going to skimp out on gloves and use less gloves. I'm not going to use less masks. I wore masks with every patient way before COVID. Because I didn't want somebody to breathe on me, and then I turned around and breathed that on somebody else. Things cost money. It costs a lot of money to run a medical office. Why do you think so many doctors are closing up? I can't tell you how many people are saying, my doctor retired. I go, how old were they? God, they looked young. They looked like they were in their 50s. Well, yeah, they chose to retire early. We're going to talk about how teachers are choosing to retire early. But, this isn't about me and my medical practice, but as a business owner, I completely understand why people are raising the prices. It's not that they're trying to gouge. It's they are being told this costs more. Everybody passes it down to everybody else. And there's only so much you could do. And you have some good people saying, I'll just take it. I'll just take it in the pants. Everybody can raise the prices. I'm not going to change my price point. Yeah, but eventually when the money runs out, you close. I couldn't raise my prices as a doctor. You just don't. Because with insurance, first of all, insurance will pay you whatever they want to pay you anyway, so raising your prices make no matter. And the people that get hurt from raising prices are those who are cash pay that don't have insurance. So a doctor can't just say, I'm going to charge more. They can't do that. So at some point, these doctors' medical offices are closing up. Unless they're run by a big business and big corporation, your mom and pop medical office barely keeping on. The other thing that you and I have seen at the stores is shrinkflation, where maybe the price did not go up, but that package is half the size. You have less cookies in that package. The cereal seems to shake a little bit more because there's more extra room in the box. So they might not raise the price, but they're going to give you less for your value. Not cool. Not cool at all. So Biden said that the administration is making progress. even though the inflation is the highest level in 40 years. He blames global causes, insists his administration is making progress on the issue. Persistent supply chain issues have left grocery shelves bare across the nation this week. It's drawing comparisons to conditions in the Soviet Union, putting further upward pressure on prices. Because again, if a store thinks they're going to go under and they finally get a shipment of something and they need to pay the rent and they need to purchase more stuff, they're going to want to make a profit. The Labor Department said today that the Consumer Price Index rose 0.5% last month after surging 0.8% in November. It pushed annual inflation to 7% in December, the highest increase since June 1982, up from November's 6.8% annual rate. So Biden called inflation, quote, a global challenge, claimed the latest numbers were good news, showing the monthly rate of price increases slowed in December from the prior month. So Biden says today's report, which shows a meaningful reduction in headline inflation over last month with gas prices and food prices falling, demonstrates that we are making progress in slowing the rate of price increases. Gas prices dropped 2.2%, but still remain 50% higher than a year ago. So, I mean, I'm not an economist, but I don't blame the Biden administration entirely for everything going on. I mean, it is global. And if we aren't getting stuff from China, I still don't understand. I think our dependence on China is at the fault of our current administration and previous ones. But, you know, we are having global supply chain crises. Where I blame Biden is decisions like the mandate. You know, institute. And by the way, the mandate went into effect, I think, Monday. So already people are getting fired. And so this mass firing, because of a mandate for a vaccine that isn't protecting you to the best ability against Omicron anyway, yeah, it doesn't make too much sense to me. No mandate makes sense. Having a vaccine available for people who want it makes perfect sense. Mandating it doesn't. So if we have a staff shortage, yep, we can attribute that to continual extra unemployment benefits, allowing people to still get unemployment even though they aren't accepting a job that's available. See, I thought the only way you got unemployment is if you proved that you applied for a job and that boss turned you down, and multiple once. But it sounds like you could still get unemployment even if you don't feel like finding a job. Well, that's more of a state issue, but still. You know, it was the feds that allowed there to be the extra unemployment additional funds all the way until September 6th. The longer people out of work, the longer they're used to not being at work. So I do put some credit on the Biden administration for some of those moves that helped accelerate the labor shortage. And then in terms of gas prices, pipeline issues, you can all decide how you feel about that. But in terms of Omicron and people calling out because they're sick, I don't blame Biden for Omicron. I mean, I should they have had test kits ready? Should they have been passing out N95 masks for people? Yep, they should. Should they have put a little bit more focus on therapeutics and making sure those got out and approved? If ivermectin seems to have some interesting data and fluvoxamine has some interesting data, you know, try to encourage, you know, those to be mass produced as well. But right now we're in an Omicron wave and we don't have the therapeutics that were FDA approved. They got FDA approved, well, yeehaw, but nobody has access to them. So that's where I kind of put the blame. But, you know, prices are up. They will go up. The mass call-outs that we have right now, it's not going to be fun next few weeks. 1-877-DR-DELLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden announced Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia, that he and Democrats plan to do away with the filibuster rule in the Senate, we're reminded of the same Democrat leaders from back in the day. Senator Chuck Schumer.
They want to make this country into a banana republic, where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
Senator Cory Booker.
The legislative filibuster should stay there, and I will personally resist efforts to get rid of it.
Senator Joe Biden.
It raises problems that are more damaging than the problem that exists.
You're going to throw the entire Congress into chaos and nothing will get done.
Inflation jumped 7% in December. The 30-year high was reported Wednesday by the Bureau of Labor, with no end in sight. Representatives from Russia and NATO are meeting in Brussels today for a high-stakes talks aimed at defusing growing tensions over Russia's military buildup near the Ukraine border. USA Radio News. One of America's biggest banks is planning on cutting fees.
Bank of America is cutting overdraft fees. They'll drop from $35 to just $10 in May. The bank also plans to get rid of non-sufficient funds fees as soon as February. President of Retail Banking, Holly O'Neill, saying the bank hopes to empower clients to create long-term financial wellness with the latest steps. According to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, 5% of checking account holders get hit with overdraft fees more than 20 times a year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Los Angeles Police Department arrested a man in connection to the fatal shooting of a Taco Bell worker during a feud over a fake $20 bill over the weekend. The unidentified suspect is being held on $2 million bail. The victim, Alejandro Garcia, a 41-year-old father who was gunned down while working with his son at the fast food restaurant on Saturday night. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, who's our producer. Okay, so remember I told you when Omicron kind of hit my neck of the woods around New Year's Day that I think everybody and their mother is going to get it. But then once everybody and their mother gets it, then it's done until the next wave. So most people will hopefully then start coming back to work. So we're seeing a lot of people who have had it. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so southern Nevada. So a lot of the cases hit around New Year's. And we knew that would happen. And people were actually sick New Year's Day, which means they were exposed around Christmas time. So Omicron, to me, was kind of the Christmas variant. Because then you saw a bunch of people sick the next week. They were passing it to everybody. A friend of mine came into town. I'm like, she's going to get it. I know she's going to get it. You know, and I stayed away because I wasn't feeling well. And it's just one of those things where I just think if you came to Southern Nevada or any part of the South United States, I'm here in L.A., any of those, it was rampant then. So, yeah, most people I know have gotten it. Once somebody is infected with Omicron, they shouldn't necessarily get sick a second time. But I want to be honest with you. As a physician, we do see encores. So we are seeing people, like, for example, with Delta, where they're fine, they get out of the hospital, and then they have to come back a week later. And that's not a good sign when they have to come back a week later. So we don't know how much of an encore we might get with Omicron. I have to just tell you that the cough lingers. The cough does linger. Not much of a fever with this one, especially if you're vaccinated. If you're unvaccinated, it's a little different. But not much of a fever. Not much body aches. A lot of runny nose. A lot of sore throat. A lot of cough. I can't tell you how many people are calling in saying, I got strep, and their throats don't look like strep. It's that this Omicron really hits the throat kind of hard. But the cough, the nasal congestion, that kind of persists. So one concern I have is even though a lot of us have had it, and we're done. In fact, we're testing negative. The symptoms are still there. So some of you might not get over this in the 5 days that you thought. For other people, they're like, oh my gosh, I felt great in 5 days. Oh, I felt fantastic. But 5 days, done. But I noticed, yeah, I still got a cough. You know, I'm still tired. I'm tired. I'm usually not that tired. Now, one thing I spoke to you about how what COVID might be doing is reactivating other viruses. I don't usually get cold sores, but man, I'm having patients left and right with cold sores or shingles. All throughout this pandemic, I have never seen so many shingles cases in my life. Young people with shingles. Well, we think the virus might activate and wake up the sleeping giant. I think a lot of the fatigue might be our mono or our Epstein-Barr. It'd be interesting to see if people are running titers or to see if there's active Epstein-Barr infection. But all I know is, you know, I feel good, but man, I want to take a nap. I've wanted to take a nap every day. So even though I'm over COVID, I'm still testing negative for it. Cough persists and I'm tired. So what are the next few weeks going to look like? Well, if you've had a friend saying, I don't know what's wrong with you guys, you must have not gotten the vaccine or you got a fake vaccine, but I'm vaccinated, that person's going to get COVID within a week, okay? Trust me. Everybody and their mother's getting COVID. That's just, it's just going through. Then, after hopefully everybody, I don't want everybody to get it, but after everybody who's had it has immunity, some natural immunity to it, we hope they're not going to get Omicron. All this talk of Deltacron and a Delta Plus and an Omicron Delta super combo and Flurona and all that, I'm not even giving too much attention to right now. I don't think that's going to be coming into play. What I do think, however, is coming into play will be flu. And I do not want this to happen, and I'm not trying to predict anything that hasn't been predicted yet, but my suspicion is flu has been kept at bay because of Omicron. And some of us have been talking, and we do think that people have tested positive for flu. People have tested positive for flu and COVID this whole time. We haven't been testing for it, but I know Israel said they had the first known world U.S. case. There was a case last year in California. There was, so it's okay. You know, it's a headline. It's a headline, and everybody was talking about Flurona. It got maybe a day or two of headlines, but our flu season extends into May. And we are coming on some pretty, pretty deep cold. We're coming on some conditions where people are staying home. They're not going to work. So there could be a lot of that mixture and a lot of that exposure. And so my concern is come February, March, even though we might be completely out of the woods with Omicron, we might be seeing a flu surge. Just one of my minor predictions is not something I'm going to put all my money on, but something to think about. So many of the patients that have called in, I've been working every day throughout this pandemic, are saying, oh, yeah, I got my COVID shot, but no, I didn't get the flu shot. I didn't want to get the flu shot because I didn't want it to interfere with the COVID shot. Think about getting the flu shot. That's all I'm saying. Do I think the flu is going to be more severe? No. I think the flu is going to be still milder. But we are seeing spikes in temperatures. Most COVID temperatures are about 100 at the highest. We're seeing some 102s, 103s, and we are seeing flu cases. So I just expect that would happen next. The other thing, too, that to expect in February is a very slow resurgence of work and supply chain issues. Because Omicron is expected to peak in the next week or two, there's going to be mass call-outs. There's going to be supply chain issues. Things, you know, under the chaos of people being sick, you know, things are just, I've seen businesses close down part of the week. It's just a cluster. So, you know, while you think, okay, great, I'll be able to go back to my job, I'll be able to go back, go out, whatever, just expect that because of this peak, even though Omicron may spike and then go down rapidly, the cases will go down rapidly. We'll still have cases. There will still people being in the hospital, but the cases will drop precipitously such that by February, I think by Super Bowl, we'll be able to have some really good Super Bowl parties. That's my hope. And then you guys can watch the Olympics as well. But you know, have the patience. The inflation, we know, we just got, you know, from the Labor Department, we're up at 7%. I notice it higher. Everything I've tried to buy is at least 25 to 30% more expensive. So I don't know where they got the 7%, but I'm noticing 25 to 30% jump in prices. Unless, you know, maybe, now I don't know, maybe the toilet paper came in, so that's been cheap. Even my toilet paper, the toilet paper is so expensive. I'm telling everybody to use one square, okay? You know, I know we like to wrap up our whole hand, so we have a whole big wad and big ball of toilet paper. In my family, I go one square, and if it's yellow, let it mellow. Hospitalizations are rising, but it's not all about COVID. We're seeing a lot of pneumonia, still seeing heart disease, still seeing stroke, other things. So our hospitals are still overwhelmed. Don't get that wrong. Pediatric hospitalizations are up. But the pediatric hospitalizations, even though I think Dr. Walensky at the CDC said most pediatric hospitalizations, about maybe 3,500 of which could be COVID, a lot of them are croup, asthma exacerbation, pneumonia, other things, sepsis, meningitis, so still be aware of that. Then, what are we going to expect politically in February? Well, there is going to be a big, big, probably decision being made on boosters. And be prepared that there is going to be a massive push for the booster to be mandated. What the government is going to want to do is prepare for the next wave. Is there going to be another wave? Probably. Now, I'm hoping not, but they're going to prepare for the next wave. And they are going to want to, again, coming into the election, they're going to want to, you know, ride the vaccine wave because that was one of their strong points. Biden administration could put in his plus column, he got as many people vaccinated. Be prepared. The booster mandate is coming. And they are going to say that this booster is what we needed to protect ourselves from Omicron, even though most of my boosted friends got Omicron anyway. And they're going to say that's what we need. So be prepared that there's going to be that fight next. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Sorry. Harder writes, what's the point in testing? Why are they asking us to test? If everybody has COVID, what's the point? So, you know what's interesting? When I test a negative at home, and I say twice because you get two little thing. So a few days later, I tested again, still negative. And I swabbed the throat. I swabbed both noses. I didn't go all the way deep into the nasopharynx because it didn't say I had to. And I really don't do well shoving things up my nose. But when I noticed that I had symptoms of everybody else who were testing positive, yeah, did I maybe academically actually have the Omicron variant or did I just have a cold? I don't know. It seemed like everybody else's symptoms. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to say I have it. But I have to admit, I wish I did have an accurate PCR test or something. Because being in the sciences, and when you're a doctor, you're still a scientist, you know? You are, because you go through all the, you do research, you do the study, you think like a scientist. I would like to have that documentation in a way. At first, I didn't. When COVID first came out, remember we thought everybody was going to be on a list, and then we thought they were going to be put into internment camps like they do in China, which I think they're still doing now. So nobody wanted anybody to know if they had COVID. Nobody wanted to have to be off work. Nobody wanted to have to quarantine and all that. Well, now that everybody has it, and I don't think they're going to round us all up, God forbid, they better not. Now from an academic standpoint, I would like to know. Because if I do have the memory loss, if I do have the chronic cough, if I do have the fatigue, and I later need to work that up, I could say, look, I think it's COVID-induced. However, like what Harder is bringing up, if we've all been exposed, it's like, do we test for cold? Are we testing everybody for flu? We're just assuming we have it. After Omicron, so prior to Omicron, I'm like, we need to know. Your doctor needs to know. We need to follow the long COVID. Because not everybody, I didn't get Delta. I got vaccinated. I didn't seem to get sick. I mean, I don't recall actually having COVID until recently, except for that one weekend where I felt a little warm and I wanted my husband to get me something super spicy for dinner, and I rarely order spicy. So my guess is I might have had a mild COVID, and that was before vaccines. That was in July of 2020. So maybe I got something mild then. I don't know. But before, up until then, I told everybody, look, we need to know. We need to know, we got to put in the chart, we have to understand what some long-term side effects are. If we later find out that it's oncogenic, that it could cause cancer, that we want to then make sure that because he had COVID and he had COVID this time, we think it was a Delta COVID, or we think it was an Alpha COVID, or we think it was a wild-type COVID, and then, because we are going to get more data, eventually we are going to divide up and find out who were the Delta-ers, who are the Omicron-ers, who were the Alpha-ers. Maybe some of you got Lambda or Mu or Beta, but, you know, so if some of you got the wild type, are you at higher risk for cancer? Or no, did it knock out cancer cells? So we're going to be eventually getting more data based on who got COVID and when. So, of course, doctors are like, test so we know. Well, then Omicron came. And Omicron, I mean, you have the home test kits, which are saying negative originally, and many of them, you know, once they either go to a testing place or they retest their home, then it's positive. Again, I had another family saying, yeah, my wife is positive, but I'm negative, and we both did home tests, and we both have the same symptoms. You probably have it. So because of Omicron, now things are changed in that we assume everybody has been exposed. To go through 2 years and then this last wave that is extremely infectious. In fact, I think the virus lives around for 10, 20 seconds after somebody exits the room. It does lose 50% of its ability to infect after 10 seconds, but it's still there. I think we're seeing reports that it could last about 20 seconds in a room after somebody coughed. It's a very highly infectious strain. Anything that is, you know, something we could, you know, blow off. You know, colds, not everybody gets a cold. I think this is more infectious than the average cold. But at this point, if, you know, we're assuming everybody has it, and you can't get a test, I wouldn't panic. You know, because I've told people, say, look, I was able to schedule a test for next Wednesday. Next Wednesday is a week from now. You might not even test positive at that point. But we do need to do a much better job with these tests, because where these tests are vital is we now have Paxlovid. Molnupiravir I'm not excited about because it's only 30% effective, they're saying, against hospitalization and death. And I really don't like the nucleoside analog aspect, but I do like the protease inhibitor type of the Paxlovid. And the Paxlovid, the Pfizer drug, looks to be very effective at preventing hospitalization and death if we get a worse wave. Well, but you need to institute that within days of being diagnosed. So we are going to need test kits that are accurate. early on in our illness. It doesn't look like the test kits did that good a job for Omicron. Maybe they're good for Delta. Maybe they're good for the wild type. But we need to get our poop together when it comes to these tests, because we need to be able to figure out who has COVID. If you're positive, then boom, you could start your Paxlovid. And there will be plenty of Paxlovid, maybe by the summer. Definitely we don't have enough now. Biden said he ordered 20 million doses to come in the next few months. Well, so hopefully we'll be ready for a summer surge with Paxlovid, but that's going to take you testing positive. Now, if we have so much of it, they might say, you know what, just like with flu, if you think you have the flu, we'll give you Tamiflu. Well, that was prior to COVID. Prior to COVID, if you acted like you had the flu, whether you tested positive or not, you got Tamiflu. Maybe not the best idea, because it could promote resistance, and we don't have a lot of medications against avian flu, but Tamiflu works. So I don't want Tamiflu overprescribed like it is, so Fluza as well. But we might later get to that point if we can't trust the tests. They might just say, look, if it sounds like you got COVID, go ahead and take the COVID medication. Now, in terms of, you know, well, what's the point in testing? Is there a risk? Apparently there might be a risk to testing. The Illinois Attorney General is warning of fake COVID-19 pop-up testing sites. Apparently, there are people trying to obtain your personal information and get money out of you. Attorney General said these testing sites are not licensed or regulated by any government agency, and they cannot confirm the legitimacy of individual pop-up testing locations. That's according to Attorney General Cuomo Rayol's office said in a news release for Illinois. They said, we're concerned about sites that may never actually do the testing, sites that might utilize your private information to seek reimbursement again and again. State residents were advised to avoid giving out the personal information and to pay attention to potential red flags, such as safety violations or a requirement for patrons to pay for cash only. They said if you look at certain sites and people aren't even observing safety protocols at the site, that should be a signal to you right there. If they're asking for too much information, that might be a signal that they're going to utilize that information for something else. They said additionally, people should be aware that most testing sites will not request payment out of pocket, but will bill insurance companies, or if individuals are uninsured, seek reimbursement from a federal fund. Now, thus far in Chicago, I don't think they have closed any pop-up facilities, but they are starting to begin to investigate sites. They say people who believe they have experienced suspected criminal activity are encouraged to file a complaint on the Attorney General's website, and then they will look at the legitimacy. So, I mean, fake COVID testing websites, that's not what we need right now. 1-877-DELI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.